First, I just thought I would start out by explaining a little bit about what we do. Everyone is not super familiar with the Protection and Advocacy Network, but essentially our former name was Advocacy Inc., and a few years back we changed our name to Disability Rights. Protection and Advocacy Network basically was established after Geraldo Rivera, believe it or not, this is back at a time when Geraldo actually did real journalism as opposed to tabloid journalism. Geraldo did a story about, a series of stories actually, about the Willowbrook facility on Staten Island in New York. And essentially what Willowbrook was, it was supposed to be a state institution for people with disabilities. But what Geraldo found when he went into this facility is that the individuals that were housed there were being kept in deplorable conditions. They were not being well taken care of. They were not given their medications. They were not allowed to see friends or family. A lot of them were sort of wasting away at this facility. And so because this particular facility received a certain amount of federal funding, it was very embarrassing, to say the least, for the federal government for this particular facility to be exposed. So what came out of that was the PNA network. And originally, protection and advocacy organizations were only supposed to do institutional monitoring. But when the ADA passed in 1990, that role sort of expanded. So now there is a protection and advocacy organization in all 50 states. So there's a Disability Rights California, there's Equip for Equality in Chicago. And literally the transition that's happening right now is all of the different PNAs are going to eventually transition to be disability rights fill in the state. So everyone is kind of, to clear up any confusion about the official protection and advocacy organization.